Hi, this is Eleni, and I'll be playing, I think, the captain.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'll be playing Sheila.
Hi, my name is Aubert, and I will play Jean Picasso Worthing.
Hi, I'm Vinay, and I'll be playing the DJ Raga.
Hi, I'm Ashwin, and I'll be playing Pedro.
Hello, I'm Anthony. I'll be playing Ashinka, and I just want to remind all the students not to talk right into the microphone. Just, it'll be all right. They'll control it from there. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Jesse, and I will be playing... I'll be playing... Can you hear me? Vaniska! Vaniska! All right. Our story begins in a nightclub on a cruise ship. In a nightclub on a cruise ship. The captain is saying something.
What's the problem, dude?
What do you think you're doing? I'm the captain, and dude is not really respectful to a female, mister.
Yo, lady, who the hell do you think you say you were? I'm a busy DJ, and what is your problem?
Hey, mister, the happy music is really turning me off, and also turning the ship towards the icebergs. The music was supposed to be for all ages.
Hey, yo. Do you know who I am? I mean, you're messing with the best of the best of the best, DJ Raga. And I don't care about the rest. And that means you, knucklehead.
Where's the music?
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a little problem, so please be silent. We're having some technical problems. Bear with us, please.
Hey, people, please. Please don't throw any more underwears and bottles on stage.
Please go on with the music, otherwise we'll be eaten by the crowd. Please. I was joking about the use of the language. Look, I'm also gonna dance now.
Scene 2. Looks like you were right, Ashinka. There they are, in the corner.
Acting like lovebirds.
Birds who don't pay for their purchases.
Well, you know what is said. Birds of a feather
fly flock
together.
Looks like we're here a little early, Miss Micros Corazon Chesa.
I just love the way you say my name, Pedro. And you speak English so well.
Pardon, Micheza. Did I not mention my university studies in Montreal, Canada?
You see how you just said Montreal?
Excuse us.
Sorry for interruption.
Yes, may we help you?
Do you know who we are?
Sure, you are the twins who work at the ship's store.
Correct.
Very right.
What's this about?
We don't mean to be bothered.
But you not pay bill.
Oh, how very embarrassing. We're very sorry. My mistake. I would automatically be billed. That's the way I'm used to be when traveling.
That is the case.
But not in this case, no.
We don't know who to bill.
Oh. I guess you can put it on my bill.
No, you can put it on my bill.
It's fine. I insist. I come from a chivalrous culture.
And I come from Australia.
Please, don't argue.
Lovers should not argue.
We're not lovers, just friends.
Just friends for now.
Lovers?
Friends?
All the same in Kazakhstan.
No matter, you act like lovers.
Or friends who are lovers.
Who get bill?
Can we split it down the middle?
Scene 3.
I've been told you tell fortunes.
That's true. I'm the activity officer in this luxury liner. I also know about fortune telling, Lieutenant Jean Picasso Worthing at your service.
Oh, I'm so happy. There's one thing I want to know. Do you know Pedro?
Oh, sure I do. The Spanish guy who talks like an American?
Pedro went to school in Canada, but that's not the point. I kind of think I may be falling in love with him. He's a great dancer. I love the way he speaks and says my name.
Oh, and the way he looks at you, the way he moves his lips, the way he wears a tie, the way he styles his
hair. Okay, but I want to know if he has feelings for me. Tell me, do I have a chance?
Oh, all right. I will tell you this.
Yeah, tell me.
He too consulted me about this matter and seemed quite serious about it.
Oh my, that's splendid.
Well, there was not much fortune-telling to be done here.
That's true. Okay, but I have another burning issue.
What's that?
My career. I don't know what I should become.
Most of us don't.
And I'm already 25 years old.
Well, let me see your palm, Sheila. Oh, such an artistic future you have in your lovely hand.
Artistic? I want to become a businesswoman.
There's nothing you want to become. There's only what you will become.
Scene 4.
Listen up, everyone. This is the last day of our journey as we're reaching to our destination. Tomorrow, we'll reach Manhattan Island. So tonight is our last night together. So what are we waiting for? Let's party.
Excuse me, Captain Caroline. I got something to say. I know that I really pissed you off during the whole journey. I realized that you are a really wonderful person. So I just wanted to say sorry. Please accept my apology.
Oh, DJ Raga, I don't know what to say. I'm so surprised. I mean, after what you said to me, I don't know if I can forgive you. You're going to have a little harder than that to convince me what you said.
Sheila, look, Captain and the DJ are fighting again. But we can all see that they really like each other.
You think? What do you think, Jean?
I think they're not the only ones who won't admit that. They are secretly in love with each other. And I'm talking about you, girlfriend.
But what do you mean, me? Who do I secretly love? You mean Pedro?
You love me? Oh my God, I can't believe it. But you're right. Since the moment I first saw you in the club, I knew you were the one for me. Oh, baby, kiss me.
Easy, not so fast, mister. Who said I liked you?
You did. I thought, but I guess I was wrong.
You idiot, don't cry. I was just joking. Come here, you big moron.
Oh, that's so sweet. But what about me? I have no one.
I'm here for you, baby. Just say the word.
You mean...
You like you, yeah, of course I do. What do you think?
Oh, this is great! I was just looking for the perfect man! A man just like you! Come here! What about me? I get no one!
Well, okay, I'll take the both of you.
That's good enough for me! Let's hit the dance floor!
So, DJ Raga, you got something to say to me, or is it goodbye?
Can I go to the toilet now, please?
No, you damn ass. You stay right there and tell me what's going on within us.
Okay. Here goes. I really, truly love you, and to prove it, here's a song for the girl of my dreams.
All y'all radios out there, song goes out to yo, yeah, Aisha, all my sisters, yeah. So sweet, so beautiful, yeah. Every day like a queen on a throne. Don't nobody knows how she feels. Aisha, lady, one day it'll be real. Let's do it. She moves like a breeze. Swear I can't get her out of my dreams. So have her shining right here by my side.
Shining like a star.
I sacrifice all them tears in my eyes. Oh, Aisha.
She go again. Yeah.
Aisha, Aisha, my, my, my.
Super real. Yeah. She holds her child to her heart, makes her feel like she blessed from above, falls asleep underneath the sweet tea. Lullaby fades away with his fear. Oh, Aisha, Aisha, passing me by. Somebody to lean on, lean on,
lean on.
Someone body, mind, and soul. Body, mind, and soul. To take a hand, to take the world. Show her the time of her life. So true, true. Throw the pain away for good. No more contemplate.
Introducing the ubiquitous all-purpose tool, the Mumpty. I would like to introduce Humpty Dumpty. Now, Humpty Dumpty had a Mumpty. She had a Mumpty. He learned about it in school. He was confused how it was used. He thought it was a tool of a useless fool. He didn't see it for a symbol. The simple things and the humble things we mumble when we fumble with matter that can shatter and crumble until we feel like a fool. And what we need is a tool like Humpty's Mumpty. A tool with girth to give birth to the mirth in the earth, to engage in disarming the ancient secrets of farming where the man works the land with the sand in his hand, to plant the seed that he needs, to feed the brood that he bred from the bread that he baked, and the cake that he made from the varagu that he grew when he knew what the Mumpty could do. While digging one day, a voice in Humpty said, "Hey, there must be an easier way, something more simple and clean." So he sat himself down, he designed a machine. It was clunky at loud and first, and just a funky burst in an oily cloud. But as it got bigger, his big hole digger, it fattened his figure and made him feel proud. The fact of the matter was he had to add in the factor that he was now a contractor. When his wife started to act up, he up and he sacked her. He took his kids into leasey. And I turned a blind eye to hearsay and ended up living alone with his mobile phone. One night while watching TV in his JCB, Humpty Dumpty had a divine revelation. He tried changing the station. It was the same information. A blinding white light, clear out of the night. And a voice that said, "Dig deeper yet." Wake up. Wake up, Humpty Dumpty. This is no time for tea. This is testimony to the golden Mumpty. Now Humpty now knew what he could and couldn't do. He took out his lungi and tundu. He burst his bubble of boredom, got his rusty bicycle from the storeroom, took his kids out of Clooney, gave his JCB to Mooney, reunited with his wife. Humpty Dumpty took his Mumpty and got back on with his real life. Thank you.
And now the Swearum Musical Station presents a soundscape, The Stampede. Wasn't that lovely? Let me take this opportunity to say this whole audio drama conclave is to support the Oroville Radio Community Radio Station. And so this stuff is going to be edited and put on the radio sooner or later. Next, if I could have the New Creation School take your places, come on up. New Creation School, you're on. Come on, you all know what you want to do. Come on.
Il était une fois trois petits cochons. Un grand frère, un moyen frère, un petit frère. Grand frère, elle allait pour construire son maison avec du brique. Un moyen frère, elle allait faire du maison avec du bois. Un petit frère, elle allait faire du maison avec du paille. Quand le petit frère elle a fini de faire son maison, elle allait jouer et le grand frère elle a quand elle a fini de faire son maison, elle a fait du piano. Derrière du arbre, un renard est venu et le petit frère, deux petits frères, elle n'a pas regardé le renard. Et quand le renard est venu pour attraper deux petits frères, petit frère, elle allait sur son maison. Quand le renard est soufflé, la maison elle a dégonflé. Et le petit frère, elle allait à la maison de son moyen frère. Et quand le renard elle a fait un coup de pied, la maison est cassée. Deux frères, elle allait à la maison de son grand frère. Et le grand frère, elle a fait du piano. Le renard, elle a soufflé, la maison n'est pas gonflée et pas cassée. Et le renard, elle était très fatiguée. Elle a une idée d'aller, elle a monté sur la maison. Elle a sauté, et le deux cochons, elle a mis une vase avec chaud l'eau. Et renard, quand elle a sauté, tout son visage, elle est venu bobo. Et renard, elle est couru. Et renard, elle a pensé que jamais revenir à la maison de trois petits cochons. Et le renard elle allait sur la rivière et le trois renards, trois cochons, l'étaient jouvés. Fini.
Ah, I bet you didn't know there was a costume drama in radio drama. Okay, if the Swearing Boys can take their places, we have a little musical interlude for you for your... What did Jesse say for your... No, I said edification. He said something. Listening pleasure. Yeah, listening pleasure. That one. Yeah. Okay, get ready. Thank you.
I am Suresh. I am making drums.
I am Madhu. I am making flutes.
Hello to everybody. This is Murugan. I am going to college. I am one of the students in Mohanam Cultural Center.
I am Anand. I am doing exercise.
I am Suse, I am working in the village.
I am Prakash from Sandinagar. I am working in Swaram. I am
I'm making bamboo instrument.
Hi, I am Rajesh. I'm going to school in Auroville.
Hello, I'm Anthony, and I live and work in Cape Town, South Africa.
Hello, I'm Aurelio. I'm looking for an umbrella.
Hello, I'm Paco, and I've been playing guitar.
I'm Balu, we're from Soram. We're going to present the Drops of Life.
Thank you, Shroom Musical Station. And now for, it's not really an encore. And Johnny, look, you see where I'm standing? Yo, man, you got to do this. You can't be doing like that because you're going to blow the people out. They're going to blow the things and they're going to have a, you know, so here we go. Here they are, the dynamic. Is this a trio now? Y'all are growing. Y'all are growing day by day. Yeah. Oh, no, no, Broom. Yeah, do what
you
want.
Check yep. You're right. All
right, so music? You want music to start up?
Yes, here we go.
Something simple. Give us a simple thing. We'll follow it. This is an episode of Superman, stronger than our five wild animals roped together, more powerful than a speeding locomotive able to leap 10 Muchmandias in a single bound, can stop a bullet with his eyeball. Yes, Superman, more invincible and incredible than you ever imagined. Superman has heard that his secret love, Lois Lane, has been kept captive by the evil Lex Luthor.
That's me. I've ready to go. I've got Lois. This is my ultimate trick. I'm really going to get Superman this time. I've got Lois tied to a chair here behind the thing. Unbeknownst to her, I'm in the next room waiting for Superman to come to this. Tie up Lois now. Don't tie her up, Lois. Sit her in the chair. She's...
What am I going to do?
Shut up!
Superman! Where is my superhero?
Boom.
I've read a book that said I should save myself, but I love superheroes. Superman! Superman!
Up high above the clouds, Superman, flying like an aeroplane, with his incredible supersonic hearing, picks up the sound of Lois's plaintive cries. He knows she's an independent, powerful woman able to solve her own problems, but he thinks, it would be the gentlemanly thing to do, wouldn't it, just to save her? It would look good, but I know she can save herself. What the heck? I'll go and save her, just for fun. Down, down, down through the cloud, Superman heads until he arrives outside the building, where no doubt Lois is held captive. He can hear her
Superman,
deep inside.
Help me!
Unfortunately, the building is surrounded by giant steel girders. Fortunately, he has enormous strength and, with massive power, rips the girders apart. A whole wall of the building falls off, exposing Lois, sitting inside, strapped to a chair.
Oh, there you are, Superman. I was waiting for you. You came just in time. I almost saved myself.
Yes, well, I know you're fully capable of doing that, but I thought you might appreciate me if I just turned up and, you know, looked like I was doing something useful.
You're so handsome.
So, shall I untie you now, or do you want to do it yourself?
Oh, no, please, do me the honors.
It would be my pleasure. Ah, look, they're steel cables. Ha ha, watch this.
Ooh, Superman, that was so good.
Not bad, huh? Well, I guess we'd better fly out of here, but what's that? Someone is coming out from behind that lead door through which my X-ray vision cannot penetrate.
Out of my lead capsule comes me, Lex Luthor, with kryptonite in my little... I open up my little lead suitcase here. This is the moment I've been waiting for. Here I am with the suit of the kryptonite. Watch this, Superman!
What's that? You have something in that suitcase. It looks like kryptonite. Kryptonite! Oh! God, the only thing that weakens me, I feel my powers fading.
Oh, Superman, I'll save you.
Lois.
Lex Luthor, give me that bag.
I think this is his moment is up. Just stand back, woman. There's no way you can do that.
Get
away. Give me back my kryptonite. Don't you have the kryptonite.
Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Superman.